Now, Jason DeRosa has joined me. Hi, Jason. Were you a Star Wars fan?
I wasn't, actually. Well, I liked the first Star Wars. My parents took me along to see that at a drive-in back when it actually came out. But no, I'm not a sort of Gen X cliched fan of Star Wars like so many other people.
I went to a four-year-old birthday party last year in which they were all glued by the birthday boy's dad to Star Wars, one ep after another. Yeah. Whatever happened to childhood?
That's terrible, child abuse.
Jason, end of watch first. Jake Gyllenhaal and Michael Peña as LAPD cops caught up in something way beyond their league. You were quite excited when you came back from seeing this.
This is a really good police buddy movie. It's moving. It blends a sort of naturalism. So that's almost reality TV-esque. I mean, Jake Gyllenhaal's character is actually doing a film course at night, and so he films a lot of the
action
on his little...
Does it look like cops on TV?
Some of it looks like cops on TV. Except it's all sort of polished that bit more. So it becomes a kind of heightened reality TV look, if you like. Really crisp as the Californian sun, if you like, but there are shadows looming. And yes, they inadvertently cross paths with this Mexican drug cartel. Wonderful film, wonderful exercise in ratcheting up the tension and intercutting the tense moments and the gunfights with this wonderful banter between these two guys, these two young optimistic cops who don't know what they're in for.
Who is David Ayer, the director?
Well, he's done a couple of films before this, but most people will know him as the writer of Training Day, which was a kind of similar sort of buddy cop flick. Also a very good one.
Very edgy. End of watch, rated MA. Can anyone ever remember a film in which Jake Gyllenhaal didn't play a good guy?
Well, that's a point. No. Not offhand.
No. Be in touch out there if you can.